Good evening. The show tonight takes us part of the way to the moon. Rick Fisher reports on China's plan for building one space station, enhancing the one they have up there with more modules, and building a larger space station, also putting stations at the Lagrange points. That's the points that are in even balance, so you'd stay in orbit between the Earth and the moon, on the far side of the moon and the far side of Earth. A balancing act. One and two are on the way to the moon. And there's speculation, informed speculation. China means to occupy both, meaning they'd be a gatekeeper to and from the, in the Earth-Moon system. All this might sound like science fiction. It's not. It's science, and it's engineering. We can expect the Earth-Moon system to be developed over the next century. Bob Zimmerman informs me that NASA, under Mr. Isaacman, are now taking proposals and bids for building the infrastructure for the moon base, which is headed to the moon in the 2030s. It needs everything. It needs power, solar power, atomic, needs habitats, needs engineering to solve the regolith, needs lights, needs heat, needs water, needs everything. Base on the moon. South Pole is the first suspect. Reviewed, everybody aiming at the South Pole. All hands on deck effort. After that, we have to see about acclimatizing mankind to long Earth, long space voyages, such as the 9 months to Mars. It's not all clear from what Bob told me today about weightlessness that that is a positive. They did an experiment on ISS with mice, appropriating the human genome. Similar. And they found that the birth cycle is badly distorted by zero G or near zero G gravity, and that it continues for generations afterwards. Organs damaged, unable to mature, that sort of thing. Not good. Bob came to the conclusion that nobody should get pregnant in low Earth orbit, nor on the way to the moon, nor in low Earth gravity. The question is, what gravity is necessary? Is it all the way plus one, which is what Earth is? We're adapted to our gravity. Other circumstances like Mars, I think Mars is 0.6 of us. Moon is almost nothing. So, do you need a little gravity? Do you need a lot of gravity? The centrifuge experiments would have helped. I asked Bob why there were no centrifuge experiments all these decades in space. He doesn't have an answer other than the fact that they didn't do it. Too expensive? Who knows why? Put a centrifuge on ISS or the subsequent replacements, even the private ones, to see if it makes a difference if you spend your time during the day running round and round like they do on 2001. There was minimal war fighting today. I lose heart about the endlessness of it. Ukraine, however, is having a noted success in Russia with its drone attacks, deep strikes and medium strikes, going after the refineries. They've damaged or knocked off online 28% of Russian refineries so that they're rationing now diesel fuel. 10 gallons per car, 50 gallons per truck. No jerry can, so you can't carry it back to your bulldozer or your tractor. Putin made a speech on Sunday. I'm told he doesn't look vigorous. He has difficulty reading the transcript, the teleprompter. Mispronounced words. And what he had to say was that he, meaning Russia, is experiencing difficulties, but it's not a crisis. It is a crisis when you have rationing of diesel fuel damaging your economy, what's left of it after 4 years of a frustrating conflict in which neither side has an advantage, but Russia clearly is drained of its resources. Hence, the shadow fleet is out there looking for customers. And now we're told Ukraine believes it can start attacking the shadow fleet. Putin is getting pressed from the right. Go faster. Use whatever you need. suggesting, of course, something stronger than missiles. We can guess what that is. The population is saying, stop it, just stop the war, costing us time, money, and look at the inflation. Unclear where it's going, but I didn't want to do too much about it today. I talked to Evan Ellis about Latin American affairs. Colombia has a new president. Peru has a new president. Bolivia has a new president. Chile has a new president. Venezuela does not. Venezuela's tragedy is huge, overwhelming. It'll be revealed in the coming weeks and months. Thousands missing. The opposition, Machado, says up to 50,000 missing. People not responding to their phones or not accounting for their families. The buildings that fell down worst, the ones that look like pancakes, I'm told those were built by a rogue Chinese construction company hired by Evo Morales, the previous dictator, and he boasted about how he was having housing built for the poor. Well, that housing crumbled. It was built by the Chinese, maybe the same Chinese methods that they used in 08, the earthquake that struck Western China and pancaked the schools that hadn't been reinforced with rebar. Don't know. Not an engineer. There are allegations yet. The U.S. has personnel in Caracas, 900. They need thousands. They need everything. The city is badly damaged. The population is badly disheartened. And they're led by not city managers, not wills of the people. They're led by gangsters, what's left of them after Maduro was brought to New York with his wife. Dulce Rodriguez and her brother Jorge Rodriguez took the money. They're gangsters. The rest of the cabinet, they're gangsters. They're not managers. Asking them to manage this, asking anybody even with sophisticated skills to manage this earthquake recovery. Good heavens. They're out of medicine. They're out of food. Electricity doesn't work in the collapsed areas. More to come. Hope you enjoy the show. We do make one call to Taiwan. Fun to talk about the empty buildings in China, the ghost cities, now being lived in by the young, kind of like Lord of the Flies in an empty city, with a monument that looks like Versailles, with a monument that looks like Wall Street, with a monument that looks like San Francisco. They built all those things in the go-go years when build it and they will come. Well, they didn't come. Now the children are there camping out without electricity, without water, open fire. A monument to the grotesque economics of the People's Republic of China. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you for listening. Good night.